Hi, I'm Mike Bain from Christian Voice New Zealand. You know, here we are in 2022 and there are just so many things that we're not allowed to talk about, have an opinion about for fear that we might hurt someone's feelings. Now, if you've been a follower of Christian Voice New Zealand, you know that we just don't shirk away from the big issues in life. Our mission is not to tickle ears or tiptoe around the issues. Now, I'm going to state something which I think is obvious. I'm a Christian. But not just an ordinary Christian. I tell people I'm an open Christian. And unashamedly, I'm also a lycra-wearing road cyclist. Now, the reason I'm stating the obvious is because I was recently referred to as being transphobic following a video I posted on Facebook, which I thought was funny. Now, I know I've mentioned this before. Facebook can be a very, very dark place. I know, I just don't get it. But let me explain. The video was about a chap trying to forge out a career as a motorbike racer who, after 69 attempts to win, knew he just wasn't cutting it, and then he decided, I'll identify as a cyclist. But he still rode his motorbike and won all the races. Now, I know it's silly, but the reaction I received was absolutely amazing. A lot of people saw the funny side, while others didn't, and they called me out. Being called transphobic or homophobic didn't worry me because, according to Wikipedia, to be transphobic would need me to have, and I have none of these towards the gay community, a fear, an aversion, show violence and anger, or have a discomfort towards people who do not conform to certain constituencies in society regarding gender. But here's the thing. I'm a Christian, and as such, I have opinions based on God's word, the Bible. Dare I say it, I'm even allowed to have an opinion because I'm a man. Some people already see this as an issue because it wasn't that long ago the opinions of old white-haired men was worthless. So anyway, I shared this comedy skit because I have a sense of humour. Now, while most of the audience could see the humour, and there were comments from some females regarding the absurdity of sportsmen competing as women, there was comment from within the gay community. You know, I believe everyone is entitled to comment on things they like and dislike. But I find it intriguing that when the gay community calls me out for being negative towards homosexuality and things related, they in turn make negative comments about my God, and sometimes are just plainly, well, they're just not nice. If you're a gay person, I say to you, your triggers are your responsibility. It is not the world's obligation to tiptoe around you. Now here's the thing, 24 hours later, another post appeared encouraging gay, bi, trans, intersex and a few other cycle riders to join groups, one in Auckland and the other in Wellington, especially for them. It went on to say that both groups are safe spaces for queer cyclists. Obviously, I thought, they're not going to ride on the roads. If I were a road cyclist in competition or even on a group ride, would I be aware that Harry riding next to me was gay and feeling unsafe? Or for that matter, whether Harry had been circumcised, or whether Harry had just come through a marriage breakup, or come to that, Harry used to be Sally. But a question was asked in the comments section to the author, define a safe space. Another one was, how do you spot a gay cyclist? Now, the gay community chooses to be who they are. Yes, they do. They're not victims. Otherwise, they would not have pride in being different. They're only too happy to receive support, yet they're unwilling to accept comment, opinion, or condemnation from other members of the community who do not support their lifestyle. And believe me, this might come as a surprise to the rainbow community. There are many groups in this country whose lifestyles are open for comment. You want a few? Here's a few for you. There's the gangs, people who live at Gloria Vale, beneficiaries, Maori, Pacific Islanders, Ford owners, Christians, even lycra-wearing road cyclists, and there's many more. You know, it wasn't that long ago we as New Zealanders were allowed to laugh at ourselves. Bring back Billy T. James, I say. Billy showed us that we can be different and not to be too serious about life and to laugh at ourselves. But with the changes in society which allows a victim mentality, everyone, and I mean everyone, is tiptoeing around in case they say the wrong thing. You know, there may well be an acceptance from a proportion of the population towards the gay community, but I've found that the moment you ram anything down anyone's throat, and dare I say it, Christianity is not immune, but if it's rammed down your throat, then there's resistance. Which brings me to the point. As I said, I am openly a Christian. With that brings certain obligations. Why would I want to be seen to accept something that the Bible calls an abomination to God? The gay community can dress up their lifestyle, but at the root of it all is that they act and perform against what is natural. Genesis 1 says, "So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God he created them." Please take note, male and female he created them. We've come to know them as Adam and Eve, but not Adam and Steve. And the reason for their creation was to procreate and fill the world with people. Now, I don't know of any other historical documentation to suggest anything different. The Bible account of the creation of man and woman is undisputed, unless, that is, you accept Charles Darwin's evolution theory that man evolved from the apes, which is preposterous, as I see no evidence of man evolving into something else. Now, honestly, I'm exasperated by the whole thing. If the gay community wants the world's acceptance, then they in turn need to learn to live in the world. It's like being a Christian. I accept not everyone accepts God and his standards. Sometimes being a Christian, we find it hard and sometimes we fail. But we don't get upset to the point where we show the level of aggression as shown by the homosexual community towards others who find their lifestyle unnatural and the act of sodomy as an abomination. I stand by my right to have and share humour just as much as I stand by my right to defend my belief as a Christian. Because of this, I'm also aware that the homosexual community has a right to be who they are. But like everything, it comes with a cost. It's a fact of life. If you want to be different and have the community accept you as being normal, there is no way you can get away from this simply because this is reality. It's just the same as being a Christian. It may cost me. I know, though, what my reward will be. I wonder if those who engage in this unnatural behaviour called homosexuality fully understands the cost to themselves. Now, bearing this in mind, if you are watching and it is the norm that you feel trapped in another body or feel you want to get closer to God, then I invite you to reach out to a Bible-believing church near you. Let them lead you the way to Jesus, who really is kind and loving. Let him free you of all your burdens. You can join others who have been set free. But the best thing is, if you're looking for him, he'll find you. You know, Jesus is like that.
Thank you for watching. Help us to spread this message by sharing it within your own network. If you want to see more messages like this one, simply hit the subscribe button. For more information about our work, or if you're moved to donate the price of a cup of coffee, jump online to our website, christianvoicenewzealand.com.